Mixed Today's Best Music with Pantai Hospital and Fat Faves. And with me today is Dr. Lai Yee Chiak, a cardiologist from Pantai Hospital, Sungai Petani, and he's here to talk to us about coronary angioplasty. So Dr. Lai, what is coronary angioplasty and how does it help?
Coronary angioplasty is a procedure in which we put in a small tube to open up a blocked blood vessels of the heart. It is not a surgery. It's not an operation. It's just a small procedure in which you use a small catheter, a small tube, and from there we put in a small wire and using a balloon or putting a stent, which is something like a spring of the wire, to open up a blocked blood vessels. The coronary angioplasty really helps when you have a heart attack, in which we do a procedure we call a primary angioplasty. It helps to reduce the chances of dying and also the long-term complications from the heart attack. Angioplasty can be divided into two types. One is using just a balloon to open up, but nowadays, usually we put in a stent, which is something like a spring, a small wire mesh tube, which open up the blood vessels permanently. And nowadays, we usually use a medicated spring to open up the blood vessels. Usually, it can last at least 5 to 10 years.
Okay, Dr. Lai, a lot of questions to ask you, but first, let's get into the music. Mixed Today's Best Music with Pantai Hospital. Dr. Lai Yee Chiak is here with us. He's a cardiologist from Pantai Hospital, Sungai Petani. And we are here to talk about coronary angioplasty. So Dr. Lai, what happens during a coronary angioplasty?
Okay, before a coronary angioplasty, usually we have to explain to the patients what we are going to do. And usually we need to get the consent. That means a written consent to say you agree for the coronary angioplasty. And before that also, usually we'll give some medicine to dilute the blood, which is something aspirin and something like that. And we'll usually puncture either from the hand or from the groin. But nowadays, we usually do from the hand because it's easier for the patient. After we do the procedure, the patient can straight away walk about. And before we do the procedure, we usually give some anesthesia, which is a painkiller, so that the pain won't be that bad. If a stent is being used, usually it will be around the balloon before insertion, and the entire procedure usually will take about 30 minutes to up to 3 hours. And usually you need to be stay in the hospital for at least 6 hours. Most of the time we'll stay for overnight.
Mix Today's Best Music with Pantai Hospital and Fat Faves. And with me is Dr. Lai, a cardiologist from Pantai Hospital, Sungai Petani. Now Dr. Lai, what happens after receiving coronary angioplasty?
Okay, after receiving coronary angioplasty, the patients are advised to avoid heavy lifting and usually avoid using the hand if you use from the radial side for at least 1 week. And following the procedure, usually you'll be given about 1 to 2 weeks of MC, and after that you can return to work and resume the normal routine after 1 week. You may also be prescribed blood thinning medications to help prevent the blood clot, so that the stent or the balloon that we use, the place that we do the procedure, it won't block back. It is also essential to change your lifestyle so that the stent or the balloon that we use can be last longer. If the symptoms occur again, or if there's any pain or bleeding at the puncture site, you are advised to consult the doctor immediately.
Thank you very much, Dr. Lai Yee Chiak. Don't forget, Doctor On Call happens every Thursday, 3 p.m. right here on Mix.